The third agreement, I will pause when overwhelmed. I will pause when overwhelmed. I commit to using responsible timeouts. I will be aware of my own level of frustration or overwhelm, and I will disengage appropriately to focus on my well-being as needed before things get heated. I will tell you what I plan to do during my timeout, and I will let you know how much time I need and when I will return. Every relationship encounters moments of tension, conflict, and emotional overwhelm. It's during these times that our ability to manage our emotions and reactions is truly tested. The third agreement, I will pause when overwhelmed, is a powerful commitment to maintaining control over your responses, especially when emotions are running high. It's about recognizing when you're reaching your emotional limits and choosing to step back, take a breather, and approach the situation with a clearer mind. This agreement is not about avoiding conflict or sweeping issues under the rug. Instead, it's about ensuring that when conflicts do arise, they are handled in a way that is constructive rather than destructive. By pausing when you feel overwhelmed, you prevent escalation, reduce the risk of saying or doing something you might regret, and create space for more thoughtful, effective communication. The importance of pausing. In the heat of an argument or a stressful situation, our natural fight or flight response can take over. Adrenaline surges, our heart rate increases, and our ability to think clearly diminishes. In these moments, it's easy to react impulsively, saying hurtful things, raising our voices, or shutting down entirely. These reactions, while often unintentional, can cause significant harm to the relationship. Pausing allows you to interrupt this cycle. It gives you a moment to breathe, reflect, and regain control over your emotions. By stepping away from the situation, even if just for a few minutes, you allow your body and mind to calm down. This not only helps you to respond more rationally, but also demonstrates to your partner that you're committed to handling the situation with care and respect. How to practice pausing. Learning to pause when overwhelmed is a skill that requires awareness and practice. Here are some strategies to help you implement this agreement effectively in your relationship. Number one, recognize the signs of overwhelm. The first step in pausing is recognizing when you're becoming overwhelmed. This might manifest as physical symptoms, like a racing heart, shallow breathing, or a feeling of tightness in your chest. Or emotional signs, such as frustration, anger, or a sense of helplessness. Becoming aware of these signs is crucial for knowing when it's time to step back. Number two, communicate your need to pause. When you recognize that you're feeling overwhelmed, communicate this to your partner. It's important to do this calmly and respectfully, without blaming them for your feelings. You might say something like, I'm feeling really overwhelmed right now and I need to take a break to clear my head. Can we pause this conversation and come back to it in a little while? This approach shows that you're taking responsibility for your emotions and that you're committed to resolving the issue, just not in the heat of the moment. Number three, set a time for reconnection. Pausing doesn't mean abandoning the conversation indefinitely. It's important to set a specific time to revisit the discussion. This could be in 10 minutes, an hour, or even the next day, whatever feels appropriate given the situation. By setting a time, you reassure your partner that the issue will be addressed and that you're not avoiding the conversation. Number four, use your pause productively. During your pause, focus on activities that help you calm down and regain your composure. This could be deep breathing exercises, a short walk, journaling, or simply sitting quietly. The goal is to allow your nervous system to reset so that you can return to the conversation with a clearer mind and a more balanced emotional state. Number five, reflect before re-engaging. Before you return to the conversation, take a moment to reflect on what you want to achieve. Consider your partner's perspective and think about how you can approach the situation in a way that is constructive rather than confrontational. This reflection can help you communicate more effectively and reach a resolution more easily. The benefits of pausing. The practice of pausing when overwhelmed offers numerous benefits, not just in the immediate moment, but for the overall health of your relationship. Here are some of the key advantages. Prevents escalation. One of the most significant benefits of pausing is that it helps prevent conflicts from escalating. By taking a break, you interrupt the cycle of rising tension and give both parties time to cool down, making it less likely that the situation will spiral out of control. Enhances emotional regulation. Pausing allows you to regain control over your emotions, which is crucial for healthy communication. When you're calm and collected, you're better able to express yourself clearly, listen to your partner, and work towards a solution. Fosters mutual respect. By choosing to pause rather than react impulsively, you show your partner that you respect both their feelings and your own. This mutual respect is foundational to any healthy relationship and builds trust over time. Encourages thoughtful communication. A pause gives you the opportunity to think before you speak, which can lead to more thoughtful and meaningful conversations. Rather than saying the first thing that comes to mind, you can consider your words carefully, leading to more constructive dialogue. Pausing in action. Imagine you're in the middle of a disagreement with your partner about something that is important to both of you. As the conversation progresses, you start to feel your frustration rising. Your partner's tone becomes more insistent, and you notice your own responses becoming sharper. You're on the verge of saying something hurtful when you realize that you're overwhelmed. Instead of continuing the conversation in that state, you decide to pause. You say, "I'm starting to feel really overwhelmed right now. I think we need to take a break and come back to this in about 30 minutes." Your partner agrees, and you both step away. During your break, you take a walk around the block, focusing on your breathing and letting your mind settle. As you walk, you reflect on what's really bothering you and consider how you want to express that to your partner. By the time you return, you're calmer and you're able to approach the conversation with a clearer mind and a more open heart. When you re-engage, the tone of the conversation has shifted. Both of you are more composed and you're able to discuss the issue more productively. By pausing, you've avoided unnecessary conflict and created the conditions for a healthier, more respectful dialogue. Conclusion. The third relational agreement, pausing when overwhelmed, is a powerful tool for maintaining emotional balance and fostering healthier communication in your relationship. It's a commitment to recognize your own emotional limits and to take a step back when needed, ensuring that conflicts are handled with care rather than escalating into harmful arguments. By practicing this agreement, you'll find that your interactions with your partner become more peaceful and constructive. Pausing not only prevents unnecessary hurt, but also allows you to return to the conversation with a clearer mind and a more compassionate perspective. Over time, this practice can significantly strengthen your relationship, helping you navigate challenges with grace and mutual respect.